So you know what I've learned? That the only person that can stop you from doing something is you. We have no excuses. We just kicked off our seventh year of doing it. This is our first California school, our first Oakland school. And I'm excited about it because the kids are very excited about it. They're very excited about the essays. They're very excited about having an opportunity to come visit the Raider game with us. And that's why you do it, man, because you want to give these kids the same opportunities that my parents gave me. You know, a lot of people believed in me, and that's one of the reasons why I've been able to be successful. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep that going. You got to have self-confidence. If you don't believe in yourself, it doesn't matter what I sit up here and tell you. I can believe in you all I want to. Lauren can believe in you all you want to. If you don't believe in yourself, you ain't going far. So many kids out here want to do great things with their lives. It lets me know that they have a hunger to do something great in themselves. And, you know, I'm just glad I can in some ways be a part of that.
Welcome to a special edition of the Silver and Black Show. I'm Sway Raider Calloway from the city of Oakland, California, born and raised.
Yes, sir.
Filling in for the legendary Greg Papa. He couldn't make it today, right?
I'm all right with that.
You okay with that today?
Yeah, we can do that today.
Okay, and this is my homie right here from the wood.
Englewood.
You guys know him as Marcel Reese. I know him as Selly Cell.
Yes, sir.
All right, hanging out with me right now. What up, baby?
Oh, yeah. Man. Appreciate you coming out, man.
Well, you know, you hear me on Shade 4-5, I'm spitting out Raiders.
All the time.
If I'm on MTV, I'm spitting out Raiders.
We appreciate it.
I always
it.
Wear my black hat because I'm representing that silver and black.
As you
know.
Should.
So when I go to the bathroom, my urine is silver.
As it should be. That's how we breed them.
All right. Man, it's an honor to be sitting here with you, man, just upholding this Raider tradition and this Raider legacy. And I know you're from California. I remember there were a few years that the Raiders came down to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a Raiders fan then?
Man, it's funny that you asked that because, see, my family wasn't really a football-oriented family.
Okay.
You know, we were a hoop family. It was all about basketball, but the culture that we lived in, the culture that we were around, the persona that everybody had, it was always Raiders.
Always
it was
Raiders.
Always silver and black. That's what everybody walked around with. That's the confidence mm-hmm. and the passion mm-hmm. and the loyalty that everybody carried themselves around was about being a Raider. Everybody had the starter jackets.
Right.
Starter jackets, yeah. it was the starter hats, the uh-huh. Mitchell and Ness. That's what it was all about. It was about being a Raider.
I'm a Raider fanatic. I go back in the early days, for me, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s, you know, Fred Bilentikoff, mm-hmm. you know, Ray Guy, Kenny King, you know, I played for the Oakland Dynamites. I thought I was Lester Hayes, you know. Who are some of your favorite legends, like Raider legends?
Man, there's so many Raider legends. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody loved Freddie B. I was a receiver growing up, mm-hmm. and everybody... Only thing I could think about in college at UW was winning the Biletnikoff Award.
Yeah.
That's what it was all about.
Wow.
But, you know, my favorite Raider, and part of it is probably because I'm so personal with him now, mm-hmm. is Willie Brown.
Brown.
He's still around the building. You mm-hmm. still see him every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a guy that recognizes mm-hmm. and that represents the Raiders every day of his life.
Right.
When he played, when he coached. Working in the front office, everything is about being a Raider. And that's somebody who was born in it, who was bred in it, and now is teaching it.
He's teaching it, man. You know, my brother Terry Calloway here with me, we grew up off of 23rd Ave near Fruitvale. Willie Brown used to have like a liquor store over there.
Yeah.
And he had the only store we wouldn't try to steal candy out of, just out of respect for who he was.
Exactly.
You know, we were scared that, you know, he could catch up with
yeah.
us, you know. Let me ask you this, man, in terms of the team. After last week's game, like, do you guys actually congregate after the game and kind of give each other supportive? You know, like on Shade 4-5 on Sirius XM, or if I'm on MTV, if you don't do necessarily well, we'll pull you aside and say, hey, man, you screwed that up. Or, you know, or man, you might want to work on this. Do you guys have that kind of camaraderie?
Yeah, we do, and that's one of the great things about this team because – you know, I've been here for a long time now. We haven't always been able to speak to each other that way or had the confidence to
yeah.
do that, been secure enough to do that. But now with this team and the experience that we have and the leaders that we have on both sides of the ball,
yeah.
we're able to get with each other. And we don't necessarily call it criticizing each other,
okay.
but it's more so holding each other accountable.
Okay.
And everyone can hold each other accountable. Myself included,
mm-hmm.
and we're able to learn from those mistakes and whatever we need to work on together to make ourselves better.
Finally, you spoke of the shield, man. Growing up, man, I played Pop Warner football for the Oakland Dynamites, man. As close as I came to becoming an active Raider, on the Raiders roster, but this shield right here means a lot to people in the Bay. What does it mean to you, and what do you think it means to people in Northern California?
Oh, man. To me, let me speak for myself first. To me, it means the world to me.
Yeah.
The shield, everything that it stands for, the people that built it, Al Davis and Davis family, means the world to me. Everybody knows that. I never hidden behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Never been quiet about it, mm-hmm. because it changed my life.
Yeah.
And what the shield represents is just loyalty, love, and respect for the game, for your loved ones. And, you know, a lot of people fear that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know how to handle, you know, the fact that Al was able to and wanted to and was open to giving anybody a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody that couldn't have a chance or didn't have a chance, he would give them a chance. And if you could play and if you did right, you know, you could be a Raider.
You could be a Raider, man. He gave every man, and that's what we liked about it. It didn't matter if you were black, white, whatever.
Didn't matter.
As long as you had the heart and you had the courage and you had the will and determination, you could be a Raider, right?
Absolutely.
Tom Brady likes to be in the shotgun. They run three wide the whole game. Shane Vereen, the former Cal Bear, is a great gun runner.
And there you go. This is more of a stretch play again. And here he goes, takes it outside, all the way outside, a little short of the first down, but still a good pickup.